Mrs. Helene Mitchell. Mrs. Mitchell was a young woman of 25 years of age who died suddenly at home from an unknown cause and without suffering. She was wealthy and a bit frivolous, and due to her superficial character, she concerned herself more with the futilities of life than with serious matters. Even so, her heart was good, she was gentle, benevolent, and charitable. Evoked 3 days after her death by individuals who had known her, she made the following comments.
I don't know where I am. Such confusion engulfs me. You called me and I have come. I don't understand why I'm not at home. They are mourning my absence, but I'm still there and I cannot get them to recognize me. My body no longer belongs to me, yet I can feel it cold and frozen. I want to leave it, yet I'm still attached. I always go back to it. I'm two persons. Oh, when will I understand what is happening to me? I must go there again, my other self. What will become of it while I am away from it? Goodbye.
The feeling of duality is obvious in this case because there was not yet a complete separation. Her fickle character and wealth enabled her to satisfy all her whims, and this encouraged her tendencies towards frivolousness. Hence, it was no wonder that her separation was slow to the point that 3 days after her death, she still felt tied to her corporeal envelope. However, since she had no serious vices and deep down was a good person, this situation was not severely distressing and did not last very long. Evoked once more a few days later, her thoughts had already changed considerably. This is what she had to say.
Thank you for having prayed for me. I have recognized the goodness of God, who has relieved me of the suffering and apprehension coming from the detachment of my spirit from my body. My poor mother will have a very difficult time resigning herself. However, she will be comforted. What to her eyes may seem like a misfortune was meant to occur and was indispensable to that the things of heaven might become to her what they really should be, everything. I will be at her side until the end of her earthly trial and will help her bear it. I'm not unhappy, really, but I still have much to do to approach the state of the blessed. I will ask God to grant that I may return to earth, for I must make up for the time I wasted during my last existence. May your faith uphold you, my friend. Trust in the effectiveness of prayer, especially when it comes from the heart. God is good.
Did it take long to realize your situation?
I understood that I was dead the very day you prayed for me.
Was the state of confusion difficult?
No. I did not suffer. I thought I was dreaming and was waiting to wake up. My life was not without pain, because every incarnate being in this world has to suffer. My resignation to God's will was taken into account. I am thankful to you for your prayers. They helped me come to myself. Thank you. I'll be happy to return at any time. Farewell.